So maybe before we get too deep into the meeting, the whole agenda, we'd ask our host here in Chicago, Chancellor Paula Allen Mears, to welcome us and maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Indeed, my pleasure to welcome the board to the UIC campus. I gave a fairly extensive report at the May meeting. Today, I want to highlight a few more points of pride.
Paula, could you speak?
The mic isn't picking up.
Now, can you hear me? I'll start all over again. I want to welcome the board to UIC. I gave an extensive report at our May meeting. So today, I'd like to highlight a few faculty accomplishments, some significant internal meetings, as well as a few conversations that are shaping higher education from external stakeholders. And then I'd like to introduce Dr. Wiener, who's going to talk just briefly about the strategic planning process at UIC. Points of pride. You heard Dr. Siva Savantham speak at the Campus Insight meeting held in January. I'm delighted to report to you that he has been both honored by the White House and the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services for being a champion of change and an innovator in terms of technology. He was the competition, I believe there were 11 individuals nationwide honored, and we were delighted that he was singled out. One of our strategic objectives is the creation of a minority health institute at UIC. And I'm delighted to report to you that a new recruit, we recruited Martha DeVigilis from Northwestern University, and she is spearheading our Minority Health Research Institute. She just received a major grant, it's a foundational grant, of $15 million. So we are on our way to establishing, I hope, what will be one of the most outstanding health disparities institutes in the United States. Another point of pride is our graduates, our alumni. I had the pleasure on July 15th, to go to New York City to receive the Community Service Award on behalf of our university from the Granderson Foundation. As you have heard, the UIC alumnus, New York Yankees, I had to learn a lot about baseball quickly, center fielder is Curtis Granderson, and he has pledged the funding for a new multi-million dollar baseball stadium at UIC. And we were delighted, and I was delighted to have both Mark Donovan, the Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, as well as Coach D join me on that trip. I now like to just talk briefly and highlight some of our recent efforts at keeping members of our campus community engaged in all aspects of the university and the campus. We've held two town hall meetings about our budget model as well as budgetary challenges, one on the east and one on the west campuses. It was a pretty good turnout. We invited students, faculty, as well as staff to participate in those conversations. And it has become a regular tradition that in January, at the January meeting of the full Senate, that a representative from the Institute of Government and Public Affairs comes and talks a bit about the financial solvency of the state, the good state of Illinois. I'm also delighted to report to you that President Easter and I have visited nearly all of our colleges this year to meet with faculty and to share candid exchanges of ideas and concerns. I think the President and I have two more colleges to visit, and then we will have completed our tour. A tradition that I have started since becoming chancellor, along with the student trustee, and my student trustee, I think she knows about this, and we did this with Trustee Ken Thomas, is to have an afternoon at which students come, I serve ice cream and goodies, and we talk about issues from tuition issues to differential costs to new programs. As we all know, external communication is equally vital to promoting our goals and the importance of higher education. As part of our efforts to promote the university's importance and what we contribute in terms of economic development and workforce development, I was fortunate enough to meet with various senators and their staff in Washington, D.C. And on one trip, I was accompanied with the current chancellor of Indiana University. We're moving a little quickly here. I think we're fast forward. I want to just digress just for 1 minute. One group that I visited with was the Gates Foundation. It was an excellent conversation. It was all about issues of affordability. So I'm serving now on the Gates Foundation Post-Secondary Advisory Committee. And we're organizing a conference to be held in Seattle in September. And the topics are, and these are very, I think the board will be really interested in these topics. Different student segments. There's a growing differentiation within the student body. Personalized learning. Going forward, one size will no longer fit all, that we need to be very cognizant of the differentiated needs of our student body. The other topic that we will delve deeply into is evidence-based, effective, technologically assisted approaches to instruction as well as to advising. And last but not least, the budget model, the current business model undergirding higher education. Is it sustainable? Those will be the topics that we will talk about at the Gates meeting to be held in September. I also had the pleasure of accompanying Governor Quinn to Mexico. The governor organized what we would refer to as a trade mission to Mexico City. And as you know, Chicago is home to one of the largest Mexican communities outside Mexico, which makes UIC's inclusion in this mission and in this particular trip a logical choice. We have 8 agreements with institutions in Mexico, and the trip was truly a worthy endeavor. Another aspect that I'd like to share with you in terms of events and activities, we've had several critical lectures at UIC. I had the pleasure of inviting Dr. Roy Wilson, the Deputy Director of Strategic Scientific Planning and Program Coordination at the National Institute on Minority Health and Health Disparities to UIC. He gave a sterling lecture and encouraged us to pursue additional federal funding in support of our Minority Health Research Institute. And then last but not least, we hosted Dr. Larry Faulkner, who spoke about shared governance and the challenges facing higher education. That lecture was also well received. And on July the 11th, UIC was the proud host of the most recent Baylor training seminar. We welcomed 400 security personnel from 56 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. Baylor training is designed to help prevent violence against law enforcement officers. Several organizations co-hosted this event, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, Northern District, and we have a little clip I'd like to share with you from the U.S. Attorney General. And it's very short, I promise you.
Good morning. I'm sorry I can't be with you in person today, but I appreciate this opportunity to join so many friends, colleagues, and indispensable law enforcement leaders in welcoming you to Chicago for this week's important training session. Now, I'd particularly like to thank our U.S. Attorney's Office and leaders for the Institute for Governmental Research and the University of Illinois at Chicago for all that they've done to bring this distinguished group together.
Thank you. So anyway, now I'd like to ask Dr. Sal Wiener just to give you a brief update on the strategic planning process at UIC. Dr. Wiener is professor of medicine, pediatrics, and medical education, and former education dean in our College of Medicine. And he was recently appointed vice provost for planning and programs. And he's only going to take 4 minutes, I promise you. Sal?
Yeah. Thank you, Paula. When I took this position in planning about 7 months ago, one of the things that struck me is the wide variety of projects going on at various stages of planning and implementation. Each of the items you see here represents a different planning project. One of the things I discovered is that UIC has a specific planning process. and that understanding that process provides insight both into UIC's governance and the way in which we manage our budget. To share that insight with you, I'd like to run through the process briefly. Of course, like everyone else, UIC is grounded in its mission. In addition, we have a set of six goals called the Chancellor's Overarching Goals, which were developed through a consensus-building process and that help focus our mission. These are the foundation for a planning cycle that moves through four stages, beginning with the creation of a vision. Here's the cycle. As you can see, the four stages are creating a shared vision, using that vision to make decisions, implementing those decisions, and then seeing if desired goals were achieved against standard metrics. What you can also see is that each stage produces a document which guides the next stage. So, the reason for this, I think, and I think the most important point of this, is that conceptual thinking, or visioning as we call it, occurs centrally at the campus level, typically with a committee of stakeholders, whereas decision making about how to realize a vision occurs decentrally, typically in the colleges. And this is because UIC uses a responsibility-centered management, or RCM, budgeting model, in which most revenue is returned to the units that generate it. This requires essentially that reclaiming revenue for a central process requires essentially an open and transparent process of discussion. The reason this planning cycle is so important is that it combines campus level planning with contextually based decision making. And as you can see, our various plans are in various places around the cycle. So let's do a quick example, starting with our mission around diversity, which is, quote, to foster scholarship and practices that reflect and respond to the increasing diversity of the US in a rapidly globalizing world. This has been distilled in the Chancellor's goal that we, quote, foster diversity and a global perspective. Building on mission and a goal, we created a campus-level committee that spent a year thinking about how the campus would define diversity and to what we would aspire. The committee produced a report called Through the Lens of Diversity. In it, they identified the importance of promoting diverse ways of engaging in scholarship, and they evoked the idea of hiring clusters of faculty to form interdisciplinary teams. Based on that report, a committee charged with strategic planning picked up on the cluster hire concept. The committee recommended that groups of colleges could submit proposals to hire clusters of faculty to form interdisciplinary teams. Funds to pay for the clusters would be reclaimed centrally with the support of the college deans. Decisions or recommendations about which clusters to fund would be made by a committee of faculty. The point of this approach is that it recognizes that the faculty and the college deans have the most context and expertise to make appropriate decisions about which clusters would be most promising. The committee produced a strategic planning document called the Mosaic for UIC Transformation. As you can see, we like colorful names for our reports. So here's the implementation process. We've actually had two rounds or phases of cluster hires with proposals coming from the colleges, and we've identified metrics. These are, of course, to evaluate the cluster hire program. As you can see, we're aiming to recruit outstanding new faculty, game changers really, particularly for the senior roles, open new areas of research as evidenced by interdisciplinary grant awards, more publications in the field, and of course, new courses across disciplines. And certainly, we're also aiming to recruit bring more diversity to our faculty. So every strategic plan should define a set of targets. If you achieve those targets, then you have to decide whether to declare victory and move on or raise the bar higher. For instance, we may want to focus in a future round on STEM-focused cluster hires. Conversely, if you don't see sufficient progress after you implement a plan, then you have to return to further visioning. Again, this is just one example, but I hope it provides some insight into how UIC works. Thank you.
Can we ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, your position is in the Chancellor's office.
I'm in the Provost's office. I work closely with the Provost and the Chancellor. That's
okay.
Right.
And is there an analogous role in Urbana or in Springfield?
We don't have any person serving that particular function.
And has your role existed within the university for a long period of time?
It goes back about 10 years. And Provost Kaufman was our last Vice Provost of Planning and Programs. Our current provost was in that position beforehand.
And is there a cycle? Are you doing one plan over a long period of time or multiple plans?
You know, as I said, when I came into this position, I was just struck by the fact that there were a lot of plans going on that were targeting specific agendas. And now, at the same time, UIC has had periodic comprehensive strategic plans. We had one in 2006, for example. So my office tends to play a major coordinating role through either, whether it's a campus-wide plan or whether it's a strategic plan that's more focused.
To be perfectly honest, some of the aspirations in the 2005-2006 strategic planning process had not been realized due to change in staff, faculty, resources, et cetera. So we were still implementing and aspiring for those objectives.
And how does this process fit into the global U of I strategic planning process?
A proposal was sent to the Vice President of Academic Affairs. Each campus was asked to submit their strategic planning document. I think it was due the end of July. June. And each campus has done so, and we're waiting to hear back from the Vice President of Academic Affairs.
So that plan was developed by this office?
Yes.
That's right, exactly. So we worked on the plan that went to the university administration at the end of July, that represented UIC.
As did the other two campuses.
Right.
Okay. That's great. That's all for me. Do you all have any questions? And if I wanted a copy of Through the Lens of Diversity, which I think I may have, but the mosaic for UIC in the 2006 strategic plan, can we? I'd like that probably every.
Absolutely. Anyone can Google them, and we will send it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure, you bet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Saul.
Paula, is that?
That concludes our
work. That's great. It's very impressive, all that you have going on. And that in particular was super helpful to allow us to gain some insight in how you're looking to the future.
And I do publicly want to thank you and President Easter for attending the conference, the Urban Serving University Conference that was held in July. In fact, they would like for you to produce a video of your remarks, Chairman Kennedy, so that it can be placed on a website and or distributed more widely nationally, particularly about universities, public research universities, and their responsibilities in terms of workforce development, economic development, and innovation. You were a hit, what can I say?
Thank you very much. You were nice to ask me.